This is NPR.
And good morning, Rachel. Good morning, everybody. Foreign stock markets plunged dramatically today. The markets in Japan, China, and Australia plunged. And even officials stopped trading in India. Stocks there dropped about 10%. The BBC's Chris Hogg says Japanese traders are scared, especially over the sales of Japanese goods overseas.
Companies heavily reliant on U.S. markets to sell their goods fell sharply. Across Asia, the picture was much the same. Also in Shanghai, the stock market was hit, surprising some who saw this as an overreaction to the news coming from America. China's economy is not in bad shape after all.
Well, this isn't good news for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It lost 500 points last week, and the Dow's future indicators today down 5% ahead of the opening bell. Former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is expected to arrive in Kenya today. He wants to help settle Kenya's political crisis. Hundreds of people have died in post-election violence. Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki has claimed re-election, but foreign observers and some Kenyan elections officials say the results are suspect. Some Kenyans, angry over what they call a stolen election, have rampaged and attacked members of the same ethnic clan as President Kibaki. The New York Times reports some of the killings may have been planned, and ethnic leaders are still calling for more deaths through hate speech. Adventurer Sir Edmund Hillary has been buried. He died January 11th of a heart attack. The New Zealander and his partner, Nepalese Tenzing Norgay, were the first people to climb to the top of Mount Everest in 1953. He was renowned for his humanitarian work in Nepal, where Hillary helped build schools and hospitals and other healthcare clinics. He used to be a beekeeper, but he also made the first motorized trip to the South Pole, traveled to the North Pole, and he led a boat expedition up the Ganges River. The National Transportation Safety Board is reviewing all clues that could explain why two light planes collided in midair near Los Angeles this weekend. Five people were killed, including one person on the ground who was hit by debris. NTSB investigator Wayne Pollack says he's checking one possibility, that the glare of the sun could have blinded both pilots. Debris from both planes is commingled on the ground, and that will make work a little tougher for investigators. News reports say internet search engine Yahoo is getting ready to lay off some workers. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal report Yahoo has had stock problems. That's because people are turning to new social networking sites. Yahoo has had some 14,000 employees. It's not clear how many could possibly be given pink slips. Guess what? The Oscar nominations will be out shortly. Some possible nominees for Best Picture could include Atonement, American Gangster, Juno, Sweeney Todd, or There Will Be Blood. Some possible Best Actors and Actresses? Well, what about George Clooney, Julie Christie, Keira Knightley, or Denzel Washington? We'll know at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, back to you.
Thanks, Cover. You know, I promise I'll eventually stop talking about how I just bought a TV, but you know, I really did buy a TV just so I would have it in time for the Oscars.
Oh, you go, girl.
I know. I like to have a big shindig. And
February 24th.
Put my votes in, so we'll stay tuned for that.
I will.
Live coverage.